It's New Year's Eve, but the future does not look bright for a new proposal to give Americans $2,000 in COVID-19 relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell paired the measure with legislation Democrats don't support. And the window to hammer out a deal has nearly closed for a new Congress that will get sworn in next week. Smaller relief payments are on the way as employment remains high. And Scott Horsley, NPR chief economics correspondent, joins us now to talk more about this. And Scott, most Republicans didn't support this $2,000 check addition, but then President Trump insisted on it. So what actually happened when McConnell stepped in?
Yeah, you know, a handful of Republicans did support the larger payments, including at least this week, the two who are competing in the Georgia runoff. But most don't like the idea. And the president's outspoken support for $2,000 payments put those senators in a tough spot. You know, they had to either go against their own preferences or go against the president. So McConnell, as is his habit, saved them the trouble of having to cast an awkward vote by saddling the $2,000 payment idea with two unrelated provisions that are essentially lead weights that are going to sink the payment idea before it ever gets to the Senate floor.
Okay. If the $2,000 checks, though, do eventually get passed, that money would go to most Americans, including households with six-figure incomes. Is that the most efficient way to help the economy or even fair?
Well, it's not the most efficient way. Certainly, there are millions of struggling families who would welcome an extra $2,000 per person, you know, people who've lost their jobs or lost hours or otherwise seen their worlds upended by this pandemic. But there are also millions of others whose work and household budgets have been largely unaffected. And under the bill passed by the House, they'd get $2,000 apiece, too. Mm-hmm. The pandemic has affected different Americans very differently. And so sending the same payment to everyone, regardless of circumstance, is perhaps not the best way to help those to get help to those who really need it the most.
Yeah, we actually had a question from a listener who asked if there was any discussion on redistributing COVID relief money. Could people who don't need it give it back to the government?
Yeah, I've heard some questions along those lines as well. And I've heard from people who say, look, I don't need the relief money and I plan to donate it to my local food bank or whatever. And I'm sure that that sort of generosity will be welcome. Again, though, if the goal is to, you know, help the hungry or help people facing eviction, maybe the government should just do that directly rather than sending out blanket payments and then counting on people's charitable impulses to redirect the money elsewhere.
Congress did manage to pass an aid package last week that includes smaller $600 relief checks, as you mentioned, and an extension to emergency unemployment programs. What impact will this aid have?
Yeah, the smaller relief payments will certainly help some. It's $600 for every adult and child, and those payments started going out this week. Most people will get the money through direct deposit, which started on Tuesday night. If the government doesn't have your bank information, you might get a paper check instead. Those started going out yesterday. The unemployment aid in the package is perhaps more critical. The Relief Act extended two emergency jobless programs that right now are covering more than 13 million people. And those folks otherwise would have been cut off right after Christmas. As a result of the Relief Act, they'll continue to get benefits through the middle of March. Now, because there was so much foot dragging here in Washington, there could be some hiccups in those payments. People may miss a week or two, but they won't lose eligibility, and eventually they should get those benefits retroactively. The other thing the relief bill does is it temporarily boosts unemployment payments by $300 a week, and that should be a big help for about 19 million people who are counting on jobless benefits right now.
The unemployment numbers came out today, and what do these numbers tell us?
Yeah, we learned today that another 1.1 million people applied for jobless benefits last week. That was down about 9% from the week before, but it's still, you know, a lot of newly jobless people by historical standards. It shows that we continued to see layoffs all through the holiday season, and at least some of that likely results from the still raging pandemic, which is making it hard for a lot of in-person type businesses to operate right now.
Mm-hmm. I have about 30 seconds with you. After this roller coaster year, the stock market hit record highs this week. What is going on there?
Yeah, it's been a remarkable turnaround. Stocks fell sharply in the early months of the pandemic, but they've since fully recovered, and then some. Investors are really bullish about what the future holds, even as the rest of the economy is still climbing cautiously out of a deep hole with some slippery footholds along the way.
Yeah, so much to watch for here. Thank you so much for the work you've done this year. That's NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.